What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the For the Good podcast.
We're so glad you're here.
Our mission is to reach the next generation by encouraging you using God's word.
We cover topics like Christian dating. God does not want someone to come to him because of a person.
Finding your godly spouse. That's how God works in relationships.
Mm-hmm. Following God's will for your life.
We think that we should be omniscient with God. And staying close to God when the world tempts you. Or it can be worshiping the right God in the wrong way. Romans 8:28 says,
"And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
This podcast is for God's good and to grow his kingdom.
Our prayer is that this ministry provides you with a healthy Christian community that you can be a part of.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the For the Good podcast.
Yep, and today we're going to be talking about convictions.
Yeah.
All right, honey?
We are.
Okay.
This episode, we're jumping right in because we'll probably have a lot to say about this topic, but the reason why we're talking about this is because Asher and I are both on the internet, and for some reason, people are very comfortable with talking about their own convictions and putting them on you when you share just a snippet of your life on the internet.
Yeah.
It is actually crazy. And Asher and I have had multiple conversations with each other about things that we both have heard being online. And the other day I was like, you know what, honey, we should just talk about this because this is something that I feel like a lot of people don't understand. And it kind of goes hand in hand with last week's episode. So if you missed that, go back and watch that. Because we were talking about like legalism, and I feel like a lot of times convictions can turn into legalism and just spring up a really unhealthy relationship.
Yeah.
With quote unquote rules.
Yeah.
So that's why we're talking about this.
So, well, actually, I want to start off by saying this: is the Bible black and white?
No, not in all areas.
I'm gonna say this: the Bible is black and white in one thing.
Yeah.
Jesus died on the cross for you and me so we can spend eternal life with him.
Correct.
There's probably some other ones.
He
maybe
also
y'all can
brings
comment
up,
down below.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of gray area in the Bible, guys.
A lot of gray.
And well, actually, let me say it like this. The Holy Spirit would serve zero purpose.
I was about to say that too. Yeah.
If everything was black and white,
what was
guys?
The purpose of Jesus sending the Spirit to us if he was just going to tell us do this and don't do this? Like
exactly.
There was two columns of stuff. You don't need him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be a Trinity.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit would serve zero purpose if Jesus did come down and just set a bunch of rules for us.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no guidance in that gray area.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I guess what we can talk about first is my wife and I carved pumpkins. And yeah, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because people said that what we were doing was demonic.
Mm-hmm.
And because people are like, well, look at the history of it, and then you'll maybe think differently. And then I'll also hear stuff like, y'all are just new in your faith, so y'all haven't gotten to that point yet.
Mm.
That's very, first off, that's very self-righteous to say.
Mm-hmm.
And also, carving a pumpkin, guys? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's take a step back here. We buy a pumpkin that's grown in the ground from God. We take it home. We carve out a design.
Mm-hmm.
While Michelle and I are spending quality time with each other,
mm-hmm,
listening to worship music, Halloween music, having a laugh with each other, making memories, we're not participating in witchcraft. Mm-hmm. We're not asking the demon spirits to come on us, and I don't know what people think about when it comes to Halloween, but that was a very, very interesting dialogue I had with some people. And the whole time I was thinking, okay, so Halloween was created, I guess, in a pagan tradition. Okay, so were the weekdays.
Yeah.
but yet you know that today is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So was Christmas, yet you go to Christmas service mm-hmm. and celebrate Jesus' birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Your iPhone wasn't created by a Christian. Look on the back of your iPhone. Guess what? There's an apple that's been bitten. I wonder what that's a reference to.
Yeah.
TikTok does not care about Christianity. I'm a witness of this.
Yeah.
I get banned almost every single day.
Yeah.
So if y'all want to talk much about, oh, it was created by this, don't live your life.
Yeah.
Literally. Using anything of the world.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff wasn't created by Christians, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead, honey.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that I really want to touch on is how everyone has their own convictions. Okay. So you just gave an example of Halloween. Last year, I remember seeing a video of a girl talking about all of the Halloween traditions that we have here in the United States and how it quote unquote opens a door to demons. Now, this girl that was sharing the history of certain traditions has had a history of also practicing witchcraft.
There you go.
Okay. So she was passionate about sharing this topic because she used to worship that stuff.
There you
go. That was her life, mm-hmm. right? And it was simple for her to make a video about like, oh, this is why we shouldn't be, you know, practicing these certain things for Halloween or whatever, doing these certain traditions. And it's like, well, that was your personal experience. Mm-hmm. I would never, ever get on an app and share a video and say, no Christians should ever watch reality TV. I would never say that
mm-hmm.
because some people, like our life group friends, can watch it and they're fine.
And they're fine.
That's a conviction that I got, that I received. I no longer watch The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. I don't watch any of that.
Hey, can I say something real quick? I wish she did, guys, because I was a huge fan. But we don't watch it,
yeah.
All right? But our friends do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And there's a bunch of reality shows on Netflix now. I used to be so entertained by them, but it made me feel empty. Mm-hmm. It made me feel like my life wasn't enough and that I needed something exciting like these people had that were on the show.
Yeah.
Or especially like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Like I watched those when I was single.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends always joked and they were like, you should submit something to go on there. And I was like, I was so engulfed in what they were doing on the show and like wanting to join. It was unhealthy. And I allowed God to refine my heart and change that part of me that desired to watch them. So I no longer watch them.
Yeah.
But it's unfair of me to go out and tell other people, don't watch reality TV. That's not fair.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's a personal, and same with, we've talked about this before, same with drinking, right? Jesus says not to get drunk. He doesn't say you can't have a drink. His first miracle was turning water into wine. Why would he want us to not have a glass of wine with dinner now? Your girl can't have one right now. But
yeah, you can't have one right
now. We talked about like having dinners together in the future. Like we're going to have a glass of wine with dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're not getting drunk. We're enjoying a drink. There's mm-hmm. there's a big difference. But for someone that has a history of abusing that, they're not going to get near it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? My sister has a struggle with that. She doesn't even look at it, taste it, nothing. She's not around it. She purposely tries to avoid scenarios where mm-hmm. she knows that people are going to be drinking.
Yeah.
That's her own personal conviction. You know, like it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
And
two of our friends are the same way. I'm not going to say their name, but two of our friends, they don't, they'll all have a drink with one of our other friends every now and then. But our other friend, he won't because he had a bad history about it in college. Now, here's the thing also is I also had a bad history in college with drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But my discipline and self-control is different. I can control myself.
It wasn't strong enough to overpower your self-control.
Some people, it just engulfs them. They'll have one sip and they're like, oh, I need it all. And that's good that you're obeying those convictions, uh-huh. but just because you're like, oh man, I can't have a sip of alcohol, so you can't either.
Yeah,
because exactly. we have the same spirit inside of us. Uh-huh. Yeah, y'all may have the same spirit, but y'all don't share the same relationship.
Exactly, and you don't share the same experiences or past.
Yeah,
you know.
Here's what I want to relay this to, honey. Our relationship is far different than Kirk and Jill's.
Yes.
One of our best friends here.
Yep.
Our relationship, completely different. Why do I say that? They just got married. Check this out. They've been dating for 7.5 years.
It was almost 8 when they got married.
Almost 8 when they got married. They've been through a lot more than what Michelle and I have been through. Mm-hmm. Their relationship has changed so much.
They've evolved together.
So some stuff that works in their relationship may not work for Michelle and I.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, your convictions that you have with the Holy Spirit may not be the same as the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's something I will say, the black and white area. The Holy Spirit's not saying to you, yeah, go sleep with your girlfriend before marriage. No, fam. Yeah. That's been written.
Yeah.
But if we're on the topic about, I don't know, video games, Halloween, whatever it may be, carving pumpkins. Yeah.
Hobbies.
Hobbies.
Things that we enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, you should not put your convictions on other people. It's unfair.
It is. It's really unfair. And we can even flip it the other way. For people, like, there are some people that put their own personal convictions on other people, but there are also some people that will use other people's conviction as an excuse. Yeah. What I mean by this is, oh, well, I'm married to Asher, and let's say, hypothetically, I did have a history with alcohol, and mm-hmm. it was rough. Thank the Lord I didn't, because I know a lot of people struggle with that, but let's say that was my past, okay? And you didn't get convicted having a beer or a glass of wine with dinner. And I was like, well, if he doesn't get convicted, then I should be fine.
Yeah.
That's also not good.
Yeah.
Right? If you hear that someone else isn't getting convicted about something, that doesn't mean that you're not getting convicted. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to listen to the Spirit inside you.
Yep.
Like, he will guide you, and he will make you sick to your stomach if you're not supposed to be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is a very... It's very prevalent. Yeah. Like, you can just tell and you can feel it.
And here's another thing too, honey. And this is what makes relationships really cool about two becoming one. Y'all eventually will have the same convictions in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Her reality TV show, she doesn't watch it. Guess what? I'm not like, hey, honey, let's turn on The Bachelor, because that causes her down a bad road.
Mm-hmm.
That's also not fair.
Yeah.
You know, that we can talk about that maybe another time,
mm-hmm.
about two actually becoming one. But yeah, let's talk about that another time, because we can talk about that for a while too. But get back on topic. So next thing I want to talk about was video games. This is a hot topic right now.
Mm-hmm.
Black Ops 6 is coming out, Call of Duty. What should we do, right? Should we play it? Should we not play it? You know, there are a lot of popular games out right now. Video games are just popular.
Yeah.
Like, they're more popular now than ever. You know, we have 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds stepping into the scene now, mm-hmm. playing Fortnite, playing League of Legends. League just got done with Worlds. Like, there was a lot of events that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it happens around the fall time. This is when all the big games drop. So mm-hmm. usually it's a big topic. And I get the question a lot, are video games bad? And my response is always, it depends.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of things I want to point out. Are they an idol in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Do those video games cause you to sin? And what's the reaction you get when you play these games? So I'll give y'all an example. When you go into a Call of Duty match and you put on a red dot sight and a suppressor on the assault rifle, and you go around in a war game and you're capturing the B flag and then you shoot at someone, does that cause you to go out into the real world and go down to the Walmart, buy an assault rifle, put a flag in the middle of the street and shoot people as they come at? Does it cause you to do that?
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. You know, it doesn't cause you to be evil.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely can. But for me, I don't have a violent anger bone in my body.
Mm-hmm. You don't even yell when you play games. Like you stream. So like that kind of controls you, I think.
Yeah, it does.
From not saying anything.
Sure.
But even when the camera's off, like, guys, we live in a house, yes, but I can still hear him in there. He is dead silent when he's playing games by himself.
Yeah.
Like, it's not rage inducing. Now, for some people, it can be.
Sure. Sure,
it can be. For me, sometimes it is. And that's when I turn my game off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're done.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. Uh-huh. And I'll go do something. I'll read my word.
Yeah.
I'll go do something else.
Quick interruption before we get back to the show. Guys, we just want to let you know that our coaching services are live. So if you've been struggling with your fitness journey and you are looking to get in shape or maybe just struggle in that area, we are there to help you.
We offer personalized workout plans through a private app, constant communication with us, and also a personalized nutrition plan with recipes. There are over 1,000 to choose from on there. So if you have been struggling and want our help, please reach out to us or visit the website, which is betterthanbeforebrand.com, to see some testimonials and also fill out an application so that we can reach out to you and schedule a call.
Thank you, guys. And let's get back to the show.
Yeah. If it causes you to, I mean, the scripture says it very, very plainly. If it causes you to sin, then gouge it out.
Yeah.
I don't know how more clear you can get, people.
It's, yeah.
You know, Jesus is talking about activities.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Word for word. If it causes you to sin, bam. Alcohol, you know,
your
going.
Your phone.
Your phone.
If there's something on your phone, dating, get rid of it.
Dating apps.
Yeah.
You know, going to, well, I was going to say clubs. You shouldn't be going to clubs, no way. But you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it causes you to sin, throw it out. And I'm not sinning while playing video games.
Yeah.
And the thing is when it, very rarely does it happen where I do get a little bit angry and boil up a little bit, I turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth me getting angry over.
Yeah.
All right. And we can get legalistic about this. You know, this can come. I bet you guys, some of y'all that are watching, lost a sports game, whether it's basketball, football, hockey, whatever. I bet y'all lost and got angry, and y'all may have taken that anger out on your mom, your brother, sister, or maybe even on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is saying, remove that sport from your life. Yeah. This isn't me saying it.
Yeah.
You know, this is the word saying it. So we can get legalistic about that, but people think, no, sports are different.
Yeah.
Sports are a different area.
Yeah.
You know, scripture also says, in all you do, bring glory to God. Mm-hmm. So if you get angry at this subject or whatever it may be, you're not bringing God any glory. But if you step in these areas where the lost are and you're patient, you're loving, you're kind, you're mm-hmm. always at joy, always mm-hmm. at peace, people are going to be like, dude, how did you not get pissed off that we just fumbled on the 3-yard line?
Yeah.
How'd you not get pissed about that? And you say, well, dude, because the sport, it's kind of irrelevant. It's fun to play,
mm-hmm.
but my focus is on eternity.
It's a vapor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The linebacker that just asked you that's going to be like, what, this guy?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when people say, like, you shouldn't be playing this, it doesn't glorify God and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Okay. Then why are you on TikTok? TikTok doesn't glorify God either.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, you have 0 posts about Jesus.
Yeah.
And you're just on here scrolling.
Yeah.
So you want to get legalistic about this or not, brother?
Yeah. And yours is a little different because you are going into a scene where there is a lot of negativity. A
lot. Very toxic.
And a lot of cuss words. A
lot of cuss words.
And the people that do stream are not glorifying God.
Not at all.
At all. And so you're going into that space to be a light to those people, right? Look at the Bible. Look at all of the stories of where Jesus went. Let's do the Samaritan woman at the well, for example. How much hate do you think he got for that?
Probably a lot. That wasn't included.
He didn't need to go that direction on his journey, but he purposely went that way because he needed to meet her there. And he met her where she was at. Now, did he say, like, continue in your sin? No. He called her out in a loving way, sent her on her way, right? Like, he even got hate
mm-hmm.
for going to those areas that people don't want to go to. The people that are commenting this when you're streaming are thinking that it's going to drive you away from being in that space.
Mm-hmm.
That's their goal. But then it's like, okay, well, if you take... if they take you out of that space, who's going to reach those people?
That's what I always say. That's the question is, okay, so you think I'm not reaching the lost.
Yeah.
So who is?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. Okay, so then what's this whole thing about,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there may be some Christian streamers. Sure. There's not a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And why can't we have more?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it up to only one person? Jesus had 12 disciples.
Mm-hmm.
There's not only one pastor.
We are all supposed to be doing God's work. Like, we were all given the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for a couple people or a pastor or people serving in a church. Like, we talked about this a couple episodes ago. Like, God uses everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are all called to make a difference. This Bible study that we just ended was about, it was called Seen, Chosen, and Sent. It was 2020 vision. And her whole entire message was talking about, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we actively doing in our lives to actually make a difference? And it convicted me a lot, because growing up in a Methodist church and, like, always going on mission trips and always serving the community when I was younger, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 30 weeks pregnant. We're trying to get ready for baby girl to come here. Like, there's a lot going on in our lives right now. And I always find myself sitting around being like, dang, you know, we can't go on a mission trip. Like, we can't do certain things. Like, there's only so much that I can do as a person, especially working from home and only going to church and the gym. Like, there's not a lot of, like, interactions that I have with people to, like, spread the good news, right? Mm-hmm. Which is why I'm so passionate about using my platform.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, that doesn't mean that I can't use the things that he's given me, you know? And if it happens to be a sporting event, like you said, like a hobby, or, you know, going online and streaming, like, whatever it is, like, if you don't think God's going to use that, you didn't read your Bible enough.
Yeah.
Because he can use anything.
Yeah.
Literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or anyone.
Yeah.
Like, it does not matter.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lord can bring good out of anything. I'll say it like this. The assignment that God gives you, you're called to be a light in a dark space, whatever it may be. It's not like you're called to be light in a light space.
Right.
The light already knows the truth. And a lot of people don't like it when I say this, but it's very true. Spreading the gospel at church is a waste of time.
Hmm.
The people at church already know the gospel.
Yeah, they don't need to know the gospel. They need to know how to follow
Jesus. Exactly.
Better.
Exactly. That the church is not for preaching John 3:16. There are some occasions.
Oh, 1,000%. If we get visitors that are new,
yeah,
you know,
it's,
you never
it's
know.
Great. But the point of church is to be in gathering with other believers and pray with each other, worship with each other, and read scripture with each other, and have a good teaching. You know, these people in these other communities aren't being reached as much as they should be. All right. So it's very odd when someone has a conviction about, like, oh, I can't do that, so you can't either.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I can't participate in Halloween, so you can't either. I heard a great analogy about this. This guy said, I can't participate in Halloween, but yet all my Halloween candy that I give to kids has a Bible verse in it.
Mm.
So you're saying I shouldn't do that? How are these 8-year-olds going to know the gospel? Mm. Not in the candy, just like it's a paper wrapped around the candy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, so you're going to tell me I shouldn't give these kids Bible verses? That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, yeah, if you celebrate witchcraft and try and do potions and speak to the dark world during Halloween, yeah, that's a little bit messed up. But if you take a worldly event like Halloween, put the gospel in it makes it worth it if there's one person that even gets curious about God.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know what's also crazy about this is these kids getting this candy, they're going to go to their mom and say, what's this Bible verse mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 29:11? Where do I see that at? You know, 8-year-olds are curious.
Mm-hmm.
And these parents may not know who Jesus is either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a compound effect. So to say that you can't bring light to Halloween is nuts. In the same way you can't play video games is nuts.
Yeah.
Literally crazy.
Yeah. And it's all about your heart behind why you're doing it.
It's all about your heart. That's all it is.
You know, it's not, you're not doing this for pure entertainment. Like, you have actual conversations with people. Like, if you go to your page, you can see video after video of people asking you questions and you giving them answers. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how, to me anyways, this is my opinion, it's crazy that there's people out there that will just openly scroll to a stranger, comment that...
Know nothing about them.
Know absolutely not a single thing about them. And they'll comment that they're doing something bad.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I want to be careful with. Non-believers are watching you.
Yeah.
That's what I want everyone exactly. to know.
Right.
Last night, one of the girls in my Bible study said, what we need to do is we need to fix inside the church.
Yeah.
Sure before do. We send these people out. Mm-hmm. Because... there are always eyes on you. Mm-hmm. And if I'm a non-believer and I happen to come in your stream and I'm like, oh, wow, this is really cool. This guy yeah. is playing Call of
it's
Duty.
It's very peaceful. He's not... Guys, you don't want to... I don't care if you're a believer or non-believer. You don't want to be a guy... You don't want to be around a guy dropping the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Getting angry at a video game.
And you listening don't want to be around
that. And yeah, you yeah. don't want to be around that. Yeah. You want to be around a peaceful guy uh-huh. with a great community that loves everyone. That's what you yeah. want to be around.
And if I'm curious and... some people will probably have the same questions I do, and you're answering them, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool. And then another believer comes in and says, bro, you're sinning. Why are you doing this? Well, there goes my curiosity.
Exactly.
I don't even want to follow what you're yeah. following now because Christians of the way can't that even that guy agree on that.
Something. Why would I want to be involved in this?
It's tasteless. Yeah. It really is.
Tasteless.
Yeah. And it's really sad because that is what happens to people. When you ask someone why they don't believe in Jesus, I would say probably 80% of people say that it's because of other believers.
No, I'm saying it's closer to 99%.
Yeah, it's actually insane. It's not because they don't, like, they might tell you, oh, there's not enough evidence. Okay, well, if you dig down deep, there's a reason why. And it's probably because of another person.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's really sad. I also want to talk about, this year decided to read Harry Potter, the entire series, because I missed out on that as a child. I was like, I don't even think I ever really read series. But anyways, our friends are really big fans of it. And I was like, that would be really cool if I decided to read it. So bought the whole series, went through and read them all because we had a Harry Potter marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend, and I wanted to make sure that I read all the books before I watched all the movies. And I made a video doing a review on all the books, and I had so many people telling me that I should not be reading those books. And it amazed me because, number one, if you're saying that, you've never read them, because there are so many biblical themes in that entire series. It's actually insane.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling is a believer,
mm-hmm.
and she put themes from the Bible in that book. When I got to the last book, I got emotional,
mm-hmm.
and all I could think about was the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to me that people from the outside will say, oh, it's about a witch and a wizard. Like, nope. And it's about light and darkness. Like, don't read it. Okay, well, you're in the world. Like, there's a constant battle every day between light and dark.
Mm-hmm.
There is evil in this world all the time. Look at the news. It's all around you. You can't avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just because the theme is about something that's make-believe does not make it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what people think is because, like, in the Bible it says to not practice those things. I'm not practicing him. Okay. I read a book. We watched the movies. I am not going out and buying a potion mixer and a wand thinking that I can do magic.
Yeah.
I know that it's not possible.
Yeah.
And I know that even if I tried, it would be a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing it.
Yeah.
Now, am I allowed to read a book for pure enjoyment? Yes. Let me just make a comment here for all the women out there that are reading books about relationships and sexual relationships and very inappropriate books. Are you getting convicted? Like, we can flip it on all, like, it is a theme right now for girls to be reading, like, very detailed books. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're not going to get convicted by it, I'm not going to call you out. Now, if you're my friend, let me just use another example. If I have a really good friend that comes to me and says, I'm going to read Harry Potter. And I'm like, great. They're amazing books. She gets to the end and she comes back to me and says, I think I'm going to try to be a witch. And she claims to be a believer. I know her personally. Number one, I have a personal relationship with this person. And I know that she claims to be a believer in Jesus. And now she's going to go practice something that is against the Bible. I'm going to call her out.
Yeah.
I'm going to call her out. Now, if I'm scrolling and I see a girl that's a Christian post about Harry Potter books that she read, I'm not going to comment. Not my business. I don't know this person. Here's what gets me. And I think I made this comment to you. People are more willing to call out strangers on their sin than they are willing to call out fellow believers that they have a personal relationship with.
Yeah.
What about your friend that's living and sleeping with her boyfriend?
Yeah.
You can call me out on Harry Potter, but you can't go talk to your friend about, hey, you know what? This isn't biblical. Yeah. This isn't honoring Jesus.
Yeah.
I really don't think you should be doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we need to fix. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to fix, like I said, inside the church. People that we know that we have a relationship with that may be missing certain parts of the Bible or not understanding it or thinking that, oh, I can just get rid of this, the black and white things. I can just get rid of this because it doesn't apply to me. Mm-hmm. I'm different. That's what we need to be fixing.
Yeah.
We don't need to be fixing the gray that involves people online that you don't know.
Yeah. I sleep with my partner before marriage, but God knows my heart. Nah, you don't know God's heart.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. No. Yeah, God does know your heart, and it's wicked, and also you don't know his.
Yeah.
And if you did know his, you would not be so consumed on hearing one person say, Harry Potter's bad. Okay, I heard that 30-second video, so I'm going to go comment on this girl saying she's terrible, but I'm going to go watch porn.
Yeah. Yeah. No, literally.
What? Yeah, like, it's crazy.
There's a disconnect between, like, who we're actually supposed to help and call out and who we have no business getting in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, like, I get it. Asher and I put our lives online. Like, I shared that I read that. Like, I made that publicly known. But that does not make it your business to intervene in my convictions. I did not get convicted at all reading the books. I told you this. The only time that I ever felt convicted was how much time I spent reading the books.
Yeah, there you go.
It had nothing to do with what I was reading. It had to do with, okay, well, I mean, I read the last book in 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it.
Yeah.
And also read it. I did half and half. And I got convicted about the time that I spent to finish it because I was on a deadline for the marathon.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure I got it done. But other than that, the theme and like the stories in it, like, no, it was actually a beautiful representation of what it actually means to fight darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, if you haven't read them and you don't get convicted reading them, I suggest you go read them because it really opened my eyes to a lot. And mm-hmm. it had a lot of really good lessons. I mean, the pastor that I used to listen to in Ohio that I still to this day listen to does a whole series on movies. And he did one on the Barbie movie. Now, that one was a huge feminist movie. So many people either really liked it for that reason or hated it for that reason. And he took a sermon and literally did a message about certain themes in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think these people are getting themes from?
Yeah.
Like, they don't just come out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, you can relate anything to the Bible. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I want to encourage you guys to actually pay attention to the people that are close to you in your life that are claimed to be believers that may be struggling in convictions that genuinely need your help, and stop butting in other people's business online that you don't know. Like, that's all I'm going to say. Because if you have, I get it. It doesn't take that much to, you know, scroll and easily comment. There's so many people that say, okay, you would say that behind a keyboard, but you would never say that to me in real life. And it's true, because it's so much easier to comment on a stranger's video and feel good about calling them out on a quote unquote sin than it is to actually go up to your best friend who's sleeping with her boyfriend and telling her to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So much easier. I get it. It's not easy calling people out on convictions, but how else are we going to fix the church, the body of Christ, and anoint people to go out and spread the gospel and actually live it out if we're not fixing what's on the inside?
Yeah.
You know?
It's very true. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Sorry, that was a heated discussion.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Summary, it's your own convictions, mm-hmm. not others. So be careful about that. And we'll talk to you guys next Wednesday. Anything else, honey?
Nope, that's all. Okay. We love you guys so much. Thanks for watching and supporting. And yeah, that's
all. See y'all next Wednesday on the tripod.